Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry says the government is committed to expand exports. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
See it, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200 and this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
Yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries says Jamaica is committed to expanding exports and satisfying customer demand in the United Kingdom, UK, and the wider European Union, EU market. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says as a result, the ministry has embarked on an initiative to significantly boost sweet potato exports to the UK through the production of United States varieties in Jamaica and the testing of melon varieties requested by buyers in the UK.
We recognize that to do this, we have to organize our exports in a more sustainable way. This involves identifying markets, training our farmers and potential exporters in international business best practices, and exposing them to the requirements of the markets in an organized way and bringing them in closer contact with the markets and their market requirements.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn, speaking on behalf of Minister Carl Samuda at the recently held UK Food and Drink Exhibition in Kingston. Mr. Samuda says having more sustainable exports involves identifying markets, training farmers and potential exporters in international business best practices, exposing them to the requirements of the markets in an organized way, and bringing them into contact with the markets.
We are facilitating the interaction between farmers and agroprocessors on the one hand and buyers on the other in a structured and organized way.
The ministry has also been targeting the UK market through the forging of linkages with the Fresh Produce Consortium, a trade association for fresh fruit, vegetables and the flower industry, representing retailers, wholesalers, importers and packers in that region. As a result of this cooperation, Jamaican farmers and exporters have conducted transactions for the supply of sweet potato, yam, Julie mangoes, ginger, nutraceuticals such as moringa and castor oil, a variety of herbs and spices, and a range of fruits.
This has afforded the Jamaicans opportunity to have direct contact and interaction with active buyers of fresh produce in the UK. And resulting from these interactions, we have seen increased exports.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Bad family better than empty pigsty. Translation: a bad family is better than an empty pigsty. And this means family is important. And no matter how bad you think they are, you should treasure them.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui, James Sawyers, with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.